I learn in this letter that Don Pedro of Aragon comes this night to Messina.
He's very near by this. He was not 3 leagues off when I left him.
How many gentlemen have you lost in this action?
A few of any sort and none of name.
A victory is twice itself when the achiever brings home full numbers. I find here that Don Pedro has bestowed much honor on a young Florentine called Claudio.
Much deserved on his part, and equally remembered by Don Pedro. He has borne himself beyond the promise of his age, doing in the figure of a lamb the feats of a lion.
I pray you, is Signor Mountanto returned from the wars or no?
I know none of that name, lady. There was none such in the army of any sort.
What is he that you speak of? Niece?
My cousin means Signor Benedict of Padua.
Oh, he's returned, and as pleasant as ever he was.
I tell you, how many has he killed and eaten in these wars? But how many has he killed? For indeed, I promised to eat all of his killing.
Faith, niece, you tax Signor Benedict too much. But he'll be meat with you, I doubt it not.
He hath done good service, lady, in these wars.
You have musty victual, and he hath hoped to eat it. He's a very valiant Frenchman. He has an excellent stomach.
A good soldier, too, lady.
And a good soldier to a lady. But what is he to a lord?
A lord to a lord, a man to a man, stuffed with all honourable virtues.
It is so indeed. He is no less than a stuffed man. But for the stuffing, well, we are all mortal.
You must not so mistake my niece. There is a kind of merry war betwixt Signor Benedict and her. They never meet, but there's a skirmish of wit between them.
Alas, he gets nothing by that. At our last conflict, 4 of his 5 wits went halting off, and now is the whole man governed with one. So that if he have wit enough to keep himself warm, let him bear it for a difference between himself and his horse. For it is all the wealth that he hath left to be known a reasonable creature. Who is his companion now? He hath every month a new sworn brother.
Is possible.
Very easily possible. He wears his face, but as a fashion of his hat. It ever changes with the next block.
I see, lady, the gentleman is not in your books.
No. An he were, I would burn my study. But I pray you, who is his companion? Is there no young squarer now that would make a voyage with him to the devil?
He's most in the company of the right noble Claudio.
Lord! He will hang upon him like a disease. He is sooner caught than the pestilence, and the taker runs presently mad. God help the noble Claudio. If you've caught the Benedict, it'll cost him £1,000 ere he be cured.
I will hold friends with you, lady.
Do, good friend.
You will never run mad, niece.
Nope. Not till hot January.
Don Pedro has approached.
Good Signor Leonato. Are you come to meet your trouble? The fashion of the world is to avoid cost, and you encounter it.
Never came trouble to my house in the likeness of your grace. For trouble being gone, comfort should remain, but when you depart from me, sorrow abides, and happiness takes his leave.
You embrace your charge too willingly. I think this is your daughter.
Her mother hath many times told me so.
Were you in doubt, sir, that you asked her?
Signor Benedict, no, for then were you a child.
You have it full, Benedict. Truly the lady father's herself. Be happy, lady, for you are like an honorable father.
If Signor Leonato be her father, she would not have his head on her shoulders for all Messina.
As like him as she is.
I wonder you will still be talking, Signor Benedict. Nobody marks you.
What? My dear Lady Disdain? Are you yet living?
Is it possible Disdain should die while she has such meat food to feed it as Signor Benedict? Courtesy itself must convert to disdain when you come in her presence.
Then is courtesy a turncoat. But it is certain I am loved of all ladies, only you excepted. And I would I could find in my heart that I had not a hard heart, for truly I love none.
A dear happiness to women. They would else have been troubled with a pernicious suitor. I thank God and my cold blood, I am of your humour for that. I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
Well, God keep your ladyship still in that mind, so some gentleman or other shall scape a predestinate scratched face.
Scratching could not make it worse, and for such a face as yours were.
Well, you are a rare parrot, teacher.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
Why would my horse have the speed of your tongue, and so good a continuer? But keep your way in God's name. I have done.
You always end with a jade's trick. I know you of old.
That is the sum of all, Leonato. Signor Claudio and Signor Benedict, my dear friend Leonato hath invited you all. I tell him we shall stay here at the least a month. And he heartily prays some occasion may detain us longer. I dare swear he has no hypocrites but praise from his heart.
If you swear, my lord, you shall not be forsworn. Let me bid you welcome, my lord.
Being reconciled to the prince, your brother, I owe you all duty.
I thank you. I am not of many words, but I thank you.
Please it, your grace, lead on.
Your hand, Leonato. We will go together.
Benedict, didst thou note the daughter of Signor Leonato?
I noted her not, but I looked on her.
Is she not a modest young lady?
Do you question me as an honest man should do for my simple, true judgment, or would you have me speak after my custom as being a professed tyrant to their sex?
No. I pray thee, speak in sober judgment.
Well, I faith, I think she's too low for a high praise, too brown for a fair praise, and too little for a great praise. Only this commendation I can afford her, that were she other than she is, she were unhandsome. Mm. And being no other but as she is, I do not like her.
Nothing's Simon's sport. I pray thee, tell me truly how thou likest her.
Would you buy her, that you inquire after her?
Can the world buy such a jewel? In mine eye, she is the sweetest lady that ever I looked on.
Well, I can see yet without spectacles, and I see no such matter. There's her cousin. And were she not possessed with a fury, exceeds her as much in beauty as the 1st of May doth the last of December. I hope you have no intent to turn husband, have you?
I would scarce trust myself. Mm-hmm. Though I had sworn to the contrary, if Hera would be my wife.
It's come to this.
Not the world. One man but will wear his cap with suspicion. Shall I never see a bachelor of 80 again, or go to, faith? And thou wouldst needs toss thy neck into a yoke, wear the print of it, and sigh away some days. Look, Don Pedro is returned to seek you.
What secret hath held you here that you followed not to Leonato?
I would your grace would constrain me to tell.
I charge thee on thy allegiance.
Oh, you hear, Count Claudio, I can be as secret as a dumb man. I would have you think so, but on my allegiance.
Mark you, on my allegiance.
He is in love.
With who?
Now that is your grace's part.
Mark how short his answer is.
With Hero, Leonato's short daughter.
If this were so, so were it uttered.
Yes, like the old tale, my lord, it is not so, nor twas not so, but indeed, God forbid it should be so.
If my passion changed not shortly, God forbid it should be otherwise.
Amen, if you love her, for the lady is very well aware of him.
You speak this to fetch me in, my lord?
By my troth, I speak my thoughts.
And in faith, my lord, I spoke mine.
And by my true faith and truth, my lord, I spoke mine.
That I love her, I feel.
That she is worthy, I know.
But I neither feel how she should be loved, nor know how she should be worthy, as the opinion fire cannot melt out of me. I will die in it at the stake.
Thou wast ever an obstinate heretic in the despite of beauty.
And never could maintain his part but in the force of his will.
That a woman conceived me, I thank her. That she brought me up, I likewise give her most humble thanks. But all women shall pardon me. Because I would not do them the wrong to mistrust any, I would do myself the right to trust none. And the fine is, for which I may go the finer, I will live a bachelor.
I shall see thee, ere I die, look pale with love.
With anger?
Or with sickness?
Or with hunger, my lord? Not with love. Prove that ever I lose more blood with love than I get again with drinking. Pick up mine eyes with a ballad maker's pen and hang me up at the door of a brothel house with a sign of a blind Cupid.
Well, if ever thou dost fall from this faith, thou wilt prove a notable argument.
If I do, hang me in a bottle like a cat, and shoot at me. And he that hits me, let him be clapped on the shoulder, and called Adam.
Well, as time shall try. In time the savage bull doth bear the yoke.
The savage bull may. But if ever the sensible Benedict bear it, pluck off the bull's horn, set them in my forehead, and let me be vilely painted, and in such great letters as they write. Here is good horse to hire. Let him signify under my sign. Here you may see Benedict. The married man.
Well, you will temporize with the hours. In the meantime, good Signor Benedict, repair to Leonato's, commend me to him, and tell him I will not fail him at supper, for indeed he hath made great preparation.
I have almost matter enough in me for such an embassage. And so I commit you
to the tuition of God from my house, if I had it.
The 6th of July, your loving friend, Benedict.
Mock not. Ere you flout old ends any further. Examine your conscience, eh?
And so, I leave you.
My liege, your highness now may do me good.
My love is thine to teach. Teach it but how, and thou shalt see how apt it is to learn any hard lesson that may do thee good.
Hath Leonato any son?
No child but Hero. She's his only heir. Dost thou affect her, Claudia?
Oh, my lord, when you went onward on this ended action, I looked upon her with a soldier's eye, but liked, but had a rougher task in hand than to drive liking to the name of love. But now that I am returned, and that war thoughts have left their places vacant, in their rooms come thronging soft and delicate desires, all prompting me how fair young Hero is, saying I liked her ere I went to wars.
Thou wilt be like a lover presently, and tire the hearer with a book of words. If thou dost love fair Hero, cherish it. And I will break with her and with her father, and thou shalt have her. Was not to this end that thou began'st to twist so fine a story?
How sweetly you do minister to love, but know love's grief by his complexion. But lest my liking might too sudden seem, I would have salved it with a longer treatise.
What need the bridge much broader than the flood? The fairest grant is the necessity. Look what will serve as fit. 'Tis once thou lovest, and I will hit thee with the remedy. I know we shall have reveling tonight. I will assume thy part in some disguise, and tell fair Hero I am Claudia, and in her bosom I'll unclasp my heart, and take her hearing prisoner with a force and strong encounter of my amorous tale. Thereafter to her father will I break, and the conclusion is she shall be thine. In practice, let us put it presently.